Hallelujah. That word is a real challenge to us and a blessing to us all. I guess it's good for us to be reminded that there are many things that we don't know.
Yes.
Who would ever... You just don't know what people are going through. You see Brother Wade come into meeting and he looks so at rest last night. And all this turmoil at home, these things were happening, and yet he was endeavoring to, you know, look to the Lord and commit it all to Him. And you just don't know. Another thing for all of us to think that a pastor could actually go through the kind of things that other people maybe go through. That's another good lesson to learn, you know. Sometimes they stand in front of you and there are things happening in their lives and you would have no idea. And it's true about all of us and each other. There are all these distractions for us. And I'm not saying that we all had the same amount of things going on as he did at this particular moment. But from time to time, we have these things that would draw our attention away. I'm so thankful that Jesus always draws us. When we come to Him, He draws us. And He's ready to help us. And I am finding out the greatness of His loving heart. That's such a great line. It's happening. Yes. And who was saying it just recently? He seems to grow sweeter. He seems to grow dearer. And then they were speaking about, or I was reading somewhere about that song we sang just the other day, Like a River Glorious, where it says, perfect. So it's complete. Yet it floweth fuller every day, perfect. Or yet it groweth deeper all the way. If it's perfect, how could it grow deeper? If it's perfect, how could it flow fuller? Or how could the love of Jesus, which is perfect and complete, be richer, fuller, deeper, and sweeter as we sing? What it is that we are entering into it. We're entering into God's rest. And we're finding Him and His greatness. It's, shall we say, growing on us, or maybe better, growing in us. And we're coming... Isn't that wonderful, that work of the Holy Spirit that makes Jesus big and just glorifies Him in our vision? He fills our vision and Amen. He becomes so real and great to us. And yes, we say His love is richer and fuller and deeper. Yes. And the peace of God that passes all understanding possesses our souls. It takes greater hold in our lives. And that's where the change is, as He brought out in us. I don't need to repeat what He said. It was said so well. But oh, that we might come. Just come to Jesus. Yes. And let Him give us Himself, and that we might find rest unto our souls. And as our brother said, we can learn our lessons and be changed as we... It says, as we behold the Lord, God's Spirit works to change us. Isn't that a tremendous thing? With open face, we behold the Lord, we're looking to Him, and He's changing us by the power of His Spirit, by the Spirit of the Lord. And He is surely here with us this afternoon. And we're so thankful for that. Thankful that we can open our hearts wide to Him. Amen. And come right to Him. As our brother was speaking, I was hearing another passage of Scripture also. Take my yoke on you and learn of me. Learn of me. You'll find rest unto your souls. I'm the one who's meek and lowly in heart, but what a master teacher He is. And He allows these things to come, and He's working in us all. As we recognize it, and as we yield ourselves to Him, and as we welcome His working, He will lead us into his rest. Strive to enter in, or what did you say, the New King James?
Be diligent.
Be diligent to enter in into His rest. Don't let us miss it, Lord. Don't let us miss it. Amen. Now this afternoon, we have added opportunity to wait on God. And I'd like to encourage all of you to take advantage of that. How thankful we are for this precious manifestation of the Lord's presence and this word that has been given to us today. Let us wait before him. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, for the whole His wonderful grace, and the days of earth will grow strange in the light of His glory and grace. Opportunity to spend time in prayer now. Perhaps I could just sing this yet. If Susan were here, she'd sing it with me, but two flats. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and
find rest unto is God.